Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Dr. Jane Ruby is going to be joining us when we start the next segment. She has been censored, attacked, you name it, for voicing her opinion, her views about COVID-19, the so-called vaccines, and so much more. I really appreciate her coming on the broadcast. She's going to be joining us again, start of the next segment, about 5-6 minutes. And then after she leaves us, Matt Bracken is going to be coming on. I'm going to co-host a little bit with him in the second segment because I want to ask him. He's a really smart guy. He's predicted all of this. What it means to have Biden say, anybody that's basically pro-America, pro-Trump, is a white supremacist, and we're going to use the Pentagon, and we're going to use the military on you. I mean, this is incredibly illegal, and it's incredibly dangerous. And so all of that is coming up in the fourth hour today, ahead of the vaunted Out of the Park. The show's always been good. Man, am I glad we got Owen Schroyer working here 5 years ago. In the last 3 years, hosting his own show, he has just been knocking it out of the park with the War Room. So is Harrison Smith. Weekday mornings with American Journal. We've got some excerpts of that coming up as well in the fourth hour. But let's go to this very important report that's at Band.video from Greg Reese on, well, here it is.
According to a recent Israeli study, Pfizer's vaccine is 40 times more deadly for old people than the actual COVID-19 virus. And deaths began skyrocketing in Vietnam and Cambodia once the vaccine was administered to the public. By all accounts, the cure, an experimental mRNA gene therapy, is far deadlier than the so-called asymptomatic disease, which amounts to the common cold. Despite the fact that the U.S. federal government deliberately poisoned the alcohol supply during Prohibition, killing at least 10,000 people, infected thousands of children with the polio vaccine in 1955, leaving hundreds with paralysis and killing almost a dozen. Infected millions of Americans with simian virus from contaminated polio vaccines. And aggressively pushed highly addictive opioids on Americans while diligently securing the Afghan poppy fields with our U.S. troops. Despite a dreadful history of death, injury, and lies, millions of people are somehow willing to line up for the latest experimental shot from Big Pharma. But not only is the vaccine causing death and injury to the vaccinated seem to be shedding something terrible to the unvaccinated. And Big Brother does not want you to know about it. If you Google search mRNA vaccine shedding, all you will find are articles claiming that such a thing is a conspiracy theory, as if we are all stupid. But if you specify for anything published prior to, say, 2017, you will find a different story. Right at the top, studies show that vaccinated individuals spread disease, sources several scientific studies showing how vaccinated individuals can shed the virus for months and infect the unvaccinated. And in their very own vaccine trials, Pfizer was concerned about shedding. In particular, they were concerned about pregnant women being exposed to vaccinated test subjects by inhalation or skin contact. After a young woman posted on Instagram how her menstrual cycles were affected after coming into contact with a person who had recently been vaccinated, she was inundated with hundreds of messages from other women who have experienced the same. Her account has been deleted several times by Instagram for sharing these stories. Women who have bled for weeks after being in contact with the vaccinated. Women bleeding from their eyes. Women who have bled so badly they needed blood transfusions. Several women having miscarriages. And girls as young as 1 year old bleeding from their vaginas. These personal accounts are banned and censored from the public. And now President Joe Biden is announcing that fully vaccinated people can go outdoors without a mask. It seems that the worst is yet to come. For InfoWars.com, this is Greg Reese.
We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. I 1,000,000,000% believe what I'm saying. Hell, everybody knows that. I just tell you what I'm really thinking. People say, Jones, why the hell did you just say that on air? That's embarrassing. Well, I'm not going to stop with only the good stuff about me. But I'll tell you this right now. You're nuts if you don't get storable food. And I've got the biggest, best sponsor with the highest quality food at the lowest price you're going to find. Can you spend triple or four times it and get, like, gourmet stuff that tastes even better? Yeah. Most of the stuff tastes amazing. Some of it tastes okay. The point is it's high quality, it's nutritious, and it lasts a long time. And compared to other competitors, they can't even get close. We've got 3 months, 6 months, your supplies right now. And I twisted their arm so hard to give you 10% off again because you're so conditionally buying our super sale. We're doing it one more time. InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsStore.com. 10% off the entire catalog of My Patriot Supply. Get ready while you still can. What are the facts? Well, we know what the facts are here on the Alex Jones Show. We're being censored, we're being blocked, we're being told whether we're a medical doctor or a nurse or just a mother or a father or a virologist or a chemist or an engineer or a school teacher or a farmer or a lawyer, that if we're not agreeing with the UN and Dr. Fauci and whatever Bill Gates says, we're not allowed to have speech online. If we take a vaccine and get paralyzed, they're going to censor the local newscast. If women get vaccinated and have convulsions or suddenly start bleeding or growing tumors in the uterus, they get censored. This is a giant exercise in suppression. And we know it's an unapproved vaccine. We know it's experimental. We know it's secret. The top scientists that had a first look at it warned us. Prestigious scientists have said it's going to attack women's uteruses. And now that's pouring out in the news media. Look at these headlines as we go to our guest. We now have the technology to develop vaccine that spreads themselves. New scientists. COVID-19 vaccines could add fuel to evolution of coronavirus mutations. NPR making you super spreaders of real deadly viruses. Pfizer admits it can spread by the air into pregnant women, into breastfeeding women, in their own reports and all these different studies. But you try to talk about it, and Snopes is a fat lady and a cat, and they say, there's no problem. It can't spread. It can't do anything. But meanwhile, Miami private school tells vaccinated teachers to stay away from students who haven't had their COVID shots. But other schools are saying if you've had the shot, you're not welcome in the school because you'd be a super spreader. Another one here out of Canada. Canada store bans vaccinated patrons due to false notion of viral spreading. Oh, yes. Unbelievable. Vaccine passports, all of it being rolled out. We're being experimented on. And if we dare complain, we're the bad guys. AstraZeneca banned in 21 countries in Europe, banned in the Philippines, banned in a bunch of other countries. It's over 40 countries last time I checked. Illegal here in the U.S. even for emergency release. Still, ladies and gentlemen, Biden's getting a bunch of it and dumping it on India. India, by the way, has put out reports showing fake photos from gas explosions and normal mass burning saying, this is not COVID. It's from years ago, but our media still runs it. Well, Dr. Jane Ruby is a really smart lady, and I've watched her show, seen her on a lot of other shows. She's a Washington, D.C. health economist and New Right political pundit with fascinating conservative insights and breaking news in the world of the new media. Her radio and online TV show, Dr. Jane D.C., airs Monday through Friday, 11 p.m. Eastern on the Exceptional Conservative Network and provides a current view of the fascinating world of our nation's capital and the people in it. Dr. Ruby was most recently SR advisor to the 2008 Stewart for U.S. Senate campaign and the associate producer of the newly released hit movie, Hoaxed, The Media's War on Truth. Her book, A Sea of New Media, illustrates the emergence of a new generation of journalists, truth tellers, the citizen journalists, from cable news to new media. She takes us through the transitions and features the people that are driving the new phenomenon in journalism, drjaneruby.com. Great to have you here with us for the rest of the hour. I want to get into the vaccine. I want to get into COVID, the lockdowns, Great Reset, what, last night's bizarre speech by the puppet president, what's going on in D.C., the climate there, and what you talk about the new media in the war to censor us, how you see this unfolding. So, Doc, thanks for joining us. It's great to have you here.
Thank you, Alex. My pleasure.
Where do you want to start first? I just threw out a lot of things there.
Sure. Why don't we start with my recent ban from Facebook, where I actually was accused of violating their policies and their standards, of which they don't even explain what those are. But it was because I posted a very important connection. People have to understand that the reason these healthy, viable treatments we have, like hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin, these are tried and true, many years of safety, and they have efficacy. They're approved by the FDA. Finally figured out why they've been banned and bashed, Alex. And that's because what people don't know is because if they didn't bash them, they wouldn't be able to create this emergency use authorization that everyone is talking about. And if you look at the FDA site themselves, they explain that the ability to authorize on an emergency basis a medical device or a drug is actually stipulated by statute. They're violating their own laws. And let me just quote for you. They say that one of the requirements to get an emergency use authorization is that, quote, there are no adequate, approved, and available alternatives. I was banned from Facebook because they told me that was a lie. It's not a lie. Everyone knows from frontline doctors, Dr. Simone Golden, countless thousands of other doctors across the United States who are being honest and true to their Hippocratic oath of causing no harm, that we do have safe, reliable treatments. And beyond that, Alex, we're talking about a flu with an almost 100% recovery rate with no treatment. It's absolutely insane. And so that's why I was banned yesterday for 24 hours. I've never been banned before in 10 years on Facebook. I'm surprised I haven't. But that was the reason.
I saw your interview on Red Voice Media. You were breaking it down so well. They're scared of how you articulate this. Plus, it's an admitted fact that if they admit ivermectin or they admit hydroxychloroquine or even zinc, vitamin D3C is on record, even on the NIH website. I showed this last year and again earlier this year. It may still be up there. Probably is. About zinc and about D3, it said on the NIH website, in fact, come check it out, guys, that it's essential to the mitochondria, and if you don't have it, viral infections can kill you. So they admit it's basically a natural treatment, but they don't want any hope, and as you said, it triggers the emergency law that if there's no other approved treatment or provable treatment, then we can do experiments on you with gene therapy, which they couldn't get approved for 10 years. So that's really what this is all about.
That's absolutely right. And I'll tell you, you know, it's been shoved down our throats now for months that, over 500,000 Americans have died. You have to take this pandemic seriously. Well, first of all, by definition, we don't have a pandemic anymore. And secondly, the outrageous part of this whole thing is that 500,000 Americans did not have to die if they had access to hydroxychloroquine or ivermectin. I don't know if you're aware of this, but last March 2020, I actually came down with COVID. I had a positive test. I did have flu-like symptoms for several weeks. I was told by a very respected primary physician in Arlington, Virginia, that I would have to just tough it out. And he was talking to me as a fellow medical professional. And I queried him on it and said, what do you mean? Why don't you give me the HCQ? You know I'm positive. And he said, well, we don't do that unless people are in the ICU. And he was very nervous about it. And I said, well, why would you wait till I was that serious and that sick to give me those medications? I went on to study and do some research. I found that all of the Democrat governors were blocking access to hydroxychloroquine by using their state departments of health. They hold medical and nursing and pharmacy licensure in their hands, and they were essentially threatening that if these doctors, nurses, and pharmacists dispensed or prescribed this safe cure for COVID, they would essentially lose their licenses.
And other, Ruby, what you're saying is so massive. This is all admitted. This is what you're being banned on Facebook for, that you have governors like Cuomo playing doctor, ordering sick patients into nursing homes where you got most of the death, then trying to cover it up, and then all over the country, Democrats playing doctors saying, you may not give hydroxychloroquine, you may not give ivermectin, which you just said was a death sentence. So they use their licensure to come in and keep doctors from doing what was already approved, already on the shelf, literally killing people to keep big pharma hysteria going so they can ram through their mRNA guinea pig testing on us.
Absolutely right. And the sad thing about this, Alex, is that physicians know, nurses know, we all know that it's a lie. On the CDC website, you can all go look at it yourselves. It claims, it uses the term safe and effective for these experimental injections. But you can only claim that something is effective and safe if you have completed human trials, what we call clinical trials, to the very end. And as you well know, these trials for all four of these injections are not going to be completed until 2023. And there's another issue, which we can talk about in a little bit, of informed consent. There's a huge scandal around the lack of, and I want to talk to your listeners.
Doc, stay there. You are hitting all the key points better than anybody I've heard, just laying it out, reminding me how this is so criminal, how it's all a hoax. Claiming that it's safe and effective. It's just a giant criminal operation. Stay with us.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing, we've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Jane Ruby is saying, talk show host in her own right, author, filmmaker. It's true. We all know it's true, but she's reminding us of the last 14 months what we've gone through and what's currently happening, and they just hope we forget about all the crimes. Bill Gates, the big five pharma, going out, quietly buying off all the major health services of the world, except for Russia and a few others, teaming up with China to fearmonger, coming with big tech, censoring everybody telling the truth, having governors and other leaders around the world block known treatments that were having 99% success rates to jack up death numbers, sending infected people into nursing homes knowing that would cause mass death to jack up numbers, putting people on ventilators instead of giving them treatments that they knew were helping. Medical doctors in Texas that run major facilities say, oh, we give them inhalable steroids, 100% recovery in hours. It's an autoimmune response. No, can't do that either. Just diabolical, organized corporate evil. And that's Big Pharma and the UN taking over the planet and then bringing in their systems. Who died and made Bill Gates God? Now he wants to block the sun out. I mean, I used to tell people 10 years ago that he was behind the geoengineering. I had the documents. People couldn't believe it. Now he's on TV going, I'm spraying stuff out of the jet engines. It's added the fuel. Here's the patent. And I'm going to make the... I mean, it's now all there. They are taking over. They're playing God. They treat us like children and pat us on the head and say, oh, you know, don't ask questions. It's safe and effective. No one's been hurt. Meanwhile, it's all a lie. So, and they're not giving people real consent. They're not telling them the law. They're lying to everybody. It's all coercion. So get more into that, more Dr. Jane Ruby in a shorter segment, longer segment. I want you to then drill into how you think we strike back against this and how we counter. But you were getting into some other areas of their fraud as we hit the break.
Sure. Happy to do it, Alex. I wanted to talk a little bit about the issue of informed consent, because many people are throwing that term around. I've been in pharmaceutical drug development for almost 20 years. I've actually written informed consents. They're usually very lengthy documents. And here's the key about them. In order to get your study approved to be able to implement it onto human beings, you have to have what's called an IRB, Institutional Review Board, stamp on that form. That form has certain minimum requirements. You have to disclose every possible risk associated that you're aware of, any benefits that might come out of it.
And if you lie later, your name's on the line, you're going to go to prison.
Absolutely. And these IRBs are federally registered. So when they put that stamp on it, they're actually putting their names and reputations on it. Here's the point of the story. I have been offering, like in the spirit of Andrew Breitbart, when he was offering thousands of dollars for that proof of tape, I've been offering, I'm up to $5,000 for anybody to show me a bona fide IRB-stamped informed consent for any of these four experimental injections. Nobody can prove it. I've gone to...
That's right. They're not telling people this is experimental and you opt into this. Even if they give an emergency authorization, you've got to give the consent that you know it's experimental. Like when you go in for experimental gene therapy, experimental surgery, you've got to sign off on it.
Absolutely. Since the Nuremberg trials and the code of the 10 codes that came out after that to protect human subjects from the very thing we are being subjected to every day with these 4 injections. It's just unbelievable.
Please continue, because I interrupted you. Explain this. This is Nuremberg Code, Geneva Convention. Since 1946. This is international law, U.S. law, and they're just bulldozing it.
They're bulldozing it. No one can show me an IRB-stamped informed consent. Now, IRBs fit in either universities or there are some private ones like Western or Sterling. I've written many of them. I've submitted them to institutional boards for their approval. They often come back. They want more information. They want to know how we're going to protect potentially pregnant women, children, things like that. But this is just steamrolling ahead. They're now talking about giving these experimental injections to children. This is blowing my mind, and nobody can produce for me an IRB-stamped informed consent. When people are going to, say, grocery stores or drug stores or wherever they're going, community centers, they're getting, from what I can tell so far, at what's called a checklist. And there are a couple of negative, things that might say, well, you might get a rash, you might have some flu symptoms. They're not telling people about things like shedding. They're not telling people about why people are having bleeding. Really paradoxic situations, blood clots at the same time that they're bleeding out in other parts of their body. Very difficult things for physicians and ICUs to manage, because it's just a red alarm going off in the body. And that's what's happening for a lot of people getting these injections. I don't call them vaccines, Alex, because by definition they're not. They don't confer immunity.
That's right. They're masquerading as just a classic vaccine. What are they? I mean, they're a gene therapy, aren't they?
They get in. I'll give you the visual. They get into every cell in your body. They hijack some of the DNA material. They also damage your mitochondria, which, if everybody remembers from high school, those are your powerhouses. That's what gives you energy. That's why weeks and months later, a lot of people after these injections never recover from severe fatigue. But they hijack your DNA and they replicate the spike protein. The problem, Alex, is that a lot of the protein materials, the building blocks in that replicated spike protein, is recognized in other parts of your body. They're part of what creates a placenta. Now you can make the connection to a miscarriage and many other similar amino acid chains in your body. There is a disaster coming, Alex, on a freight train.
And you see all these sheriff's deputies and people that think they're out helping with a classical vaccine that can still have its own problems, but this is totally different. They don't know they're all involved in a mass crime. How do you think Bill Gates thinks he's going to get away with this? I mean, these globalists, because obviously this is a depopulation, soft kill, sterilization operation, just like Gardasil got connected to the same thing with women's infertility. I mean, how are they going to get away with this? Because, I mean, people are really waking up.
Well, primarily they're getting away with that through obfuscation. Just gaslighting and blurring everything and, encouraging people to question themselves and buying off probably lots of physicians and CDC officials and WHO officials to create confusion so that people think, well, maybe it's not so bad. Maybe it's not as dangerous as, Dr. Jane or Alex or his guests say But that's the way they're getting away with it. And by the time,
well, then why are they why are they violating the law then? Why are they lying to people? And why have hundreds of influencers on Facebook, Twitter, and other places gone public? And so they were offered up to $10,000 apiece, $5,000, $3,000 to say they had the vaccine and it was great, even if they didn't.
Money talks, and I'm ashamed to say it, but we now have the collision of medicine and politics. We've never had this before, and you've been over that target for many months now.
Well, but Dr. Jane Ruby, I saw you on some of the other shows you've done. I've seen your show. We're just so glad you're there. Please stay there. I'm going to try to come back and just give you the floor to talk about where we go with this and more warnings, because I know having people like you on Team Humanity, we're going to win. Folks, call everybody you know. Tell them tune in now. Later, once this is archived at band.video, share it. This is life-saving information. Stay with us. Last week, I had a caller to my radio/TV transmission
And he said to me, he said, Alex, there's all these facts and all these numbers and vaccines being recalled and people dying from it and people getting sick. How do I reach out to my friends and family and explain to them and to warn them about the danger? And I said to him something very profound because it's so true. Trust your gut, trust your spirit. What the Bible tells us. And I said, ask those friends, those family, those neighbors, do you feel good about this vaccine? And his answer was, no, they don't feel good about it. So go with your gut. Well, let me ask you again. How's your gut feel about getting storable food? How's your gut feel about getting out in the countryside? How's your gut feel about getting guns and ammo to protect yourself? Well, I know what your gut's telling you. We have the best durable food, the highest quality, at the lowest prices you're going to find, 10% off at InfoWarsStore.com right now or PrepareWithAlex.com. Go with your gut and fund the InfoWar. InfoWarsStore.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure, jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Central, it's the Alex Jones Show. I'm your host, Alex Jones, this great crew, all our great affiliates, and you, the listeners that are just awesome, and the viewers, simulcast on the internet, and a lot of TV stations and cable stations as well. Now, if you sit back and you look at all this, if Bill Gates and the eugenicists, the depopulationists, that have even been in the Wall Street Journal 15 years ago saying, we meet in secret and talk about world government and depopulation. Just type in billionaires meet in secret. Talk about overpopulation. And they say, we're setting up world government to carry out depopulation. And Bill Gates says that publicly. But if they try to get the military or corporations to fly around with drones or whatever and just spray you, that would be openly illegal, and they would go to prison. People in their own organization would blow the whistle on them. But if they package something as one thing when it's really another, bring it out, roll it out during hysteria, get people to sign on to it, get governments to sign on to it, get media to sign on to it, get parents to sign on to it, get pastors to sign on to it. Now they're going to have Stockholm Syndrome and the illnesses and the miscarriages and the deaths and the tumors start, and they're going to make excuses for it. And in all the videos, oh, look, this woman got paralyzed neck down. She goes, I still would do it again. It's great for everyone. We just need more funding to make vaccines safer. And that's how the psychology works. And so now it's like human sacrifice. Every culture, every ancient culture at one time or another had human sacrifice, usually right before the society collapses. And people would bring their children, mothers would, and throw them into a fire or let their hearts be cut out or let them, you know, have their heads chopped off. Because a lot of times the high priest would demand a child. That was to prove their fealty to the controlling psychologists of the day, the mind controllers, the cult. So you can get people to kill their own children. And that's basically where this is already going. So Dr. Jane Ruby's very impressive lady, drjaneruby.com, author, filmmaker, talk show host. Find all her information at drjaneruby.com. And she's written a book. I look forward to reading about how the wave is unstoppable. As long as all the great people like you and her and others just start speaking out, doesn't matter how well spoken or how badly spoken, doesn't matter. Just tell the truth. Document it's going to change the world. They cannot stop the signal. So I just kind of stated how this operation works. Can you elaborate on that and then all the other great points you want to make? Because, I mean, you've really been nailing it for people to understand how premeditated this is. I'd love to hear your view on how we counter it.
Sure. Alex, let me spend a moment just talking a little bit about safety and what that really means. I don't think people are aware or I don't think they're taking seriously the point I made earlier about the fact that these trials are still ongoing. Why is that important? First of all, in SARS-1, when they attempted to develop a vaccine, they did preclinical studies, which is petri dishes and animals. In the animal sections, all the animals died across species. That's a huge safety signal. That would halt any development program that I've ever been aware of in my career.
Let's just elaborate on that. Normally, sure. If you have 100 monkeys and two die, they probably wouldn't approve the drug or the vaccine. You're talking about in ferret studies and others, 100% die in mRNA vaccines, and then that's why they skipped animal testing this time. This is insane. Sorry, I'm interrupting.
No, not at all. You hit that one on the head. The thing is that these animal models, they don't live as long as obviously they have shorter lifespans, so you get to see the damage earlier. But so in these trials, these four companies that we're dealing with right now, shockingly, they were allowed to bypass animal trials, preclinical phases. That's unheard of. Secondly, the reason they're rushing the distribution of these injections is because my feeling is they can't afford to wait till the trial's over because they will have so many signals, safety signals, of side effects, deaths accumulated that they could never justify, and the FDA would have egg on their face, would never be able to justify a full-on FDA approval. So it's very important for people to understand you're tripping over yourselves to get these injections, and the trials haven't even finished yet. You are the trial. Very, very dangerous. I think it's important for people to know that. And I suspect, Alex, that that's why people are not getting true, bona fide, informed consents. Because if they had to put their stamp of approval on an informed consent, they would require all of that disclosure, and nobody in their right mind would take it if they took the time to read the informed consent.
You're absolutely right. I'm just sitting here watching you on my big TV over here when they cut to me, because you're so dead on. Why do you think the globalists went with something this bold? I don't see how they get away with this. I mean, everything that top scientists like Wolfgang Wodarg and others warned about 8-9 months ago has now come true. Dr. Sherry Tenpenny has warned of this, warned of the shedding, and now it's happening. I mean, this is crazy.
Dr. Tenpenny has done an amazing job in explaining what this injection, what this material actually does in your body. She has explained a little more elaborately than I did earlier of what this is. This is forcing your body to make or replicate, repeat the spike protein that you see on the outside of this, whatever this viral material is that they're injecting into you. And like I said earlier, it's hijacking your own DNA. This means you are undergoing a permanent transformation of your genetic material. You will pass that on to your children and grandchildren. This is irreversible. You can't get it out of your body. You know, we used to talk about traditional vaccines do have some toxic properties to them. Some of them have done in the past. But you could always, you know, chelate them off. You could do things to detoxify yourself. There is no way to reverse this material in your body. And so my hashtag over and over again, Alex, has been, just wait. You have nothing to lose by waiting. Don't jump in the fray. And
that's right.
And
they are stampeding people into this like they're selling timeshares in hell. CNN wrote a very deceptive article the other day. They said 60% of people have been vaccinated or plan to be in the U.S., but then it was only like 15 to 20% really. They were just saying, or 60% may get vaccinated. It looks like, though, record levels of people are refusing this. Suddenly all these big vaccine centers are empty and having to shut down. What are the numbers you've got?
I've actually been getting, I opened up a Proton Mail, Dr. Jane Ruby at Proton, to have people safely report some things that are happening and the intimidation they're experiencing. For example, the biggest thing that's happening is people are being forced in their employment to get the vaccine to either stay at work, come back to work in person. And I think this is a very, very dangerous slippery slope. I'm not sure how it'll play out in the courts. I just want people to wait. I also want them to heed, you know, a lot of the warnings that you've given them. Push back. Ask more. Research more. Find out. Don't trust Dr. Jane Ruby. Go look at these things. They're all out there in the public domain. If you can dig through the CDC and WHO and Fauci lies and smokescreen, you will get to. There's a lot of truthful material out there.
Oh, my goodness. Everything Fauci says changes constantly. And the guy's a complete liar who's heavily invested in the vaccines and basically ran the Wuhan lab.
Absolutely. You know, that level 4 biosafety lab, I have no idea what it's doing in the middle of a country that wants to take the rest of the world out. That's a serious problem. I know you've addressed that many, many times. It really concerns me. Fauci, besides being an MD, I mean, he's never treated any of these patients. If you look at his track record across the SARS-1, you would think he was a totally different person. It's you know, Dr. Fauci and Mr. Hyde. So I think he's a very dangerous individual. I'll probably get in trouble more for saying that. But look, I have family. I have people I love. I have children and grandchildren. I don't want this garbage, this poison in our world.
Wow, we've got one more segment, Doctor. I really want to invite you on American Journal weekday mornings, 8 a.m. I'd love to invite you on the War Room, 3 to 6 p.m. I'd love to do a commercial-free podcast with you because those get millions of views, except for my syndicated radio shows. We have 15 minutes of ads an hour because we're, you know, designed for radio. It's how we got around the deplatforming. And now they're trying to deplatform you, but the people can boost what you're doing. DrJaneRuby.com, incredibly well-spoken, wonderful lady. I want to talk more about how we get on the offense, where this is going with her, and then I'm going to co-host with Matt Bracken because I've got the biggest news of the day I haven't even gotten to yet. I've got to cover it, and Matt Bracken's an expert that will actually help me. So I look forward to picking his brain about, well, what Biden announced, war on the American people.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP. As slim as possible.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Having your own home is awesome, but it's also a lot of work. The good news? Finding help for your projects is easier than ever. Introducing Angie, the app that puts all your home care needs at your fingertips. Need a pro to fix that emergency leak? Maybe find someone to build a deck, or even set your seasonal tasks on autopilot. Angie can handle all that and more. Expert pros, hundreds of home projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. This is Angie, your home for everything home. Download the app today.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, I'm Alex Jones, your host. Dr. Jane Ruby's our guest. All right, Matt Bracken does a great job on Thursdays, hosts the fourth hour. Former Navy SEAL, best-selling author, predicted so much of what's unfolding right now. I sometimes co-host with him, and I'm deciding today to do a few segments with him coming up because Biden came out in the so-called joint address to Congress, doesn't want to say State of the Union, and said, anybody we define as a white supremacist is now a terrorist. And we're going to use the CIA and the military. And that fits into the FBI and CIA statements and the Pentagon statements about the main enemy being white supremacists in America, meaning half the population. This is the communist takeover. And it's absolutely out of control. It's totally insane, but it's what Psaki and all of them have said. And Devin Nunes, a ranking Republican on the House Intelligence Committee, said it 2 weeks ago. He said, no, they're having hearings in closed session about their main enemy being us. So you always heard about martial law and mass arrest plans. Remember Nick Sandman's a white supremacist and all this because he, you know, because the racist people got in his face. This is all coming to a head, and I want to know how we stop it peacefully because things are boiling down to crises and really the end of the republic. And that also ties into the Bloomberg global analysis of AgriSpot Index shows the biggest food price increase in modern history now happening. And it's already in the raw material level. It's going to telegraph the next few months to your table worldwide. That signals massive unrest. Last time it even had half an increase this big, we had the Arab Spring, which the globalists rode towards Islamic takeover of much of Africa and the Middle East and parts of Central Asia. That's coming up as well. That's why Bill Gates is buying up all the farmland. So this is serious stuff. I don't just start with the strongest stuff up at the front of the show. It's all important. It all ties together. And my gut's never wrong. The older I get, the more I learn to follow my intuition. I intellectually study constantly. But my gut is get out of the city, get out of the city, get prepared, get ready. This is a full assault. They're not just hitting us with a GMO Franken-system that changes our very DNA, and it's already maiming and killing people in mass and testing to see how much they can kill us. It's all a test. They're now saying that people that are pro-America are terrorists. That's why they're calling black commentators that are pro-America white supremacists and Uncle Toms. Like the black senator, that gave the rebuttal last night. They're calling him horrible names. This is a real takeover, folks. By megabanks, by the elites. It's really scary. Dr. Jane Ruby, I want you to be able to finish up on the whole COVID thing and all of that. And also, you cover stuff happening in D.C. You see what's happening in the country. Just your general view of the state of the world right now. I'd love to pick your brain about that.
Well, just to address that really quickly, I still have a lot of connections. I was in D.C. for 10 years. I did make an escape to Palm Beach a few months ago because simply not just for the great weather, but, because freedom was still available here. And I think that a lot of people are starting to do that. I heed your warning about getting out of the cities. I think people should, too. I've had some went to a very private security briefing here in Boca at a private home with some names of people who drove down to keep under the radar from D.C. These are very respected people. You would recognize their names, the good guys. And they told us that we are essentially in the middle of a Marxist coup. This whole COVID thing, the vaccine, everything we're talking about and we're trying to educate people on is actually part, as you well know, Alex, part and parcel of the whole operation. And that we have a very short window of time to turn things around. And one of them is to prep. And they did, coincidentally, mention that in the second quarter of this year, probably late in the quarter, that there were things that were going to happen that would affect supplies and that people should stock up on 6 to 12 months. That includes your medications. If you're on any prescription meds, pay it yourself for the rest of the year, things like that. So I wanted to just, affirm what I've heard on my end. The people I've left behind in D.C. who are political operatives, activists, you know many of them, they've been on your show, they are very depressed on one level because they do know that this is real and that this is happening. And so maybe that leads a little bit to your question to me around what can people do, what should we be doing going forward, maybe from my perspective. I would say that you need to continue to educate yourself through shows like this, many shows. There's still a lot of information, even though it's being censored, that you can find on the internet. You need to push back on the medical officials, the school officials that have already been infiltrated, by the way, by the Democrats. Radical Muslims have infiltrated school boards, local areas. We've got to reclaim those positions, those elections. You've got to push back on those. And the biggest thing I would say, Alex, is we've got to protect the children. The children, are the future. There's no reason on earth why these injectables, these experimental injections should be anywhere near children. They have a 100% chance of recovery. Number one, they don't spread it. And they should not have their DNA modified. This is really a big red dot.
This is a genetic takeover by Bill Gates and the globalists. And there's jellyfish gene and the whole genome of a dead boy in the Pfizer shot and then a chimpanzee genome in one of the other ones. I mean, this is, and then they won't tell you why it's in there. They say, oh, that's proprietary, that's secret.
No, and that's not allowed, Alex. That should have been disclosed if you could get your hands on an IRB stamped informed consent.
Well, think about 6 month old babies. They don't have any consent. It's now being done to them. This is pure evil, man.
It is pure evil, especially babies, women of childbearing age. And Alex, I suspect just from my medical education, I have a feeling that the common denominator is the protein sequences in these spike proteins that are being these injections are forcing your cells to replicate. There's something in that sequence, in that pattern, that is it is connected to the rest of your body, and that's what is.
Well, yeah, Wolfgang Woodard and others said it's associated with the brain, the uterus, the placenta, a lot of other fast-growing proteins, and they can either cut those off, attack those, or grow them, causing brain fog, you name it. I mean, this is a bioweapon.
It is definitely a bioweapon, regardless of where it came out of.
Well, the vaccine is the bioweapon, exactly.
It absolutely is, and it's the gift that's going to keep giving to the globalists. Because now we're seeing, you see some information coming out today, more and more about the potential for people who have been vaccinated to be shedding something, and we don't know what yet, that is affecting other people's menstrual cycles, other people's blood clotting cascades.
Absolutely. Listen, Doctor, I'm really impressed with you. I've seen other shows. You are such a great researcher.
Thank you, Alex.
Please come back on our other shows. Come back on mine on a routine basis. If you got something breaking, call Scott. Thank you so much for what you're doing, and thank you for not backing down. And I really look forward to talking to you again soon.
Thank you, too, Alex. God bless you for what you're doing.
Thank you. Wow. There are so many amazing people that we're getting to meet and know in this fight, and it's making so many other people that were, you know, doing other things politically really get active in this fight. It's so bold. It's so exciting. All right, I got to really be focused here. So Matt Bracken's got a lot to cover on his own. So I'm going to do the first half hour with Matt Bracken. We'll get Bracken on in the second segment next hour. And, I mean, this is just, folks, wow. I mean, everything's coming together. I'm getting chills right now. And I'm just so blessed to still be on air during this time. It's only through God's grace this is happening. And then God working through this crew and everything else. And we all can't hurt each other or get mad at each other because we're pissing the globalists. And I'm talking to myself. I get so angry. I get so upset because this is so damn real. I wish I was wrong every day about all of this, and we're not. We're dead on, but it's worse than we said. It is God-awful. They paralyzed my grandmother. They've killed people's children in this building with the vaccines on record, and they just train us to put up with it because we're Christians and conservatives. We don't whine and complain, and they get away with it. Please keep us on air. Please support our local AMNF affiliates. Tithe to them. You go right past the sponsors or support the sponsors, and we need your support. Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula is back with all of its immune system things. It's detoxifying. It helps your cells be so much healthier and fight things off. It's good for your joints. It's good for your flexibility. It's good for inflammatory things. The strongest curcuminoid you're going to find out there, Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, 50% off. Vasovase, 50% off. We're going to have to end the sale on this coming up in a few days because it's selling so fast. We only got a limited amount in is the problem with the breakdown in the supply chain. That's what I'm going to cover next hour. It is so bad now. In fact, guys, read me the article about they're going to have 35% less gas than they need this summer, all by design, my God. And I've got all the numbers coming in across the world here. I mean, brace for frickin' impact. That's all. This is what she said. This is a Marxist takeover. And I've met with, you know, former heads of intelligence agencies, not just one. I've met with, they all agree, we are, man, just get ready, baby. And boy, the left wants to be poor and be bankrupt, they're going to be the first ones that are. Once people figure out how much trouble they're in, my God, they're going to wish they hadn't done what they did. But this is just devastatingly bad. But everybody just get ready, fund us as much as you can. We will push to the final day. They blow the doors off, the stormtroopers come in here and line me up, splatter my ass up against the wall. I'll be beamed up to Jesus. But it's the children everybody else has got to go through that's coming, ladies and gentlemen. I feel sorry for everybody. And I feel sorry for all the FBI agents, too. My God, God's going to judge them so badly.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.